When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Christmas Eve in Washington, America's hometown. For it's here freedom lives and peace can stand her ground. It's Christmas Eve in Washington. A joyous wish to you.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Junkies Holiday Show. It's coming to you live from the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge at MGM National Harbor.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team, because we have to do the reads, Cakes.
Got to do the reads. Got to pay the bills, my friend.
Although I haven't clicked on an email all day.
I have the latest. I have the latest readings from the BAC, from Lieutenant Pollard, who is administering the breathalyzer test as we get through today's show.
Do you want some context? Like a little before and after, I can give you the befores. If you give the 9 o'clock readings, yeah, I'll give you the 8 o'clock readings.
As of 9 a.m., here are your readings. We will start from the lowest, go up to the highest.
All right, Jason had a 0 at 8 o'clock.
Coming in fourth place right now is 1, Bishbox. His reading is 0.015.
I mean, Jason, what are you mean? You're doing nothing. You're having nothing.
You're not much better.
I think double or triple you.
All right, so Jason's at a 0.015. He's very okay to drive at this point.
All right, so at 8 a.m., EB was a 0.021.
Mm-hmm.
EB has had a slight uptick. He is currently third in the standings. He is at a 0.034.
That's like an extra sip.
Come on. It's not a competition. I don't understand why we're competing.
Why are you killing me for having a 0.015?
I don't know. I mean, you're not imbibing at
all.
Well,
I can tell you this. Tonight at about 6, I'll have a – it won't be a 0.015.
Yeah.
It'll be much higher.
Why, just to endure the party?
Is it? Yeah, I mean, I'll be awake. Well, and I'll be looking forward to going to the party.
And Teresa will be driving.
Be getting ready for the Notre Dame-Indiana game.
Got the designated driver. Right. All right, coming in second, I am at a 0.060.
Oh, I thought you were at a point.
Cakes is rising up, though, because he was a 0.05.
I mean, I could legally drive right now, but I wouldn't feel comfortable doing it.
No.
Like, I shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, no.
Right? Like,
no.
I should call a cab or an Uber,
yeah,
or have a designated driver, obviously.
You know when you're affected.
And leading the clubhouse right now, he is above the legal threshold of 0.08. Jump on flame.
Come down.
0.092.
Ooh.
I'm sliding down.
Oh, he came down.
He's sliding down.
I'm going to be honest. I'll be perfectly honest with the people that are here and the people listening. I have to go see Santa at 3 o'clock.
You got to dial it down.
Went out fast, slowing down
now. I hear you. You're pumping the brakes.
Take
a
nap
bit.
Till 1, drive home, get there at 2, see Santa at 3
very
o'clock.
Very good. I feel like I can catch
JP. And I'm going to the catch game.
Oh, he's definitely catchable.
He's very catchable.
I think you're pass me, Cakes.
What's this latest drink we got?
Yeah, you need
is this yours?
This is JP's Jingle Punch. This is Duke and Dame Salted Caramel Whiskey, St. George Spice Pear, Simple Syrup, and Lemon Juice.
I like that.
That's
my favorite out of the four.
Drabby, am I right? Is Sean Springs a no-go?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Not a shot. Yeah. Hey, maybe he's parking. Who knows?
You got a better chance seeing Elvis walk in.
You kind of know that Sean's just not reliable.
Sean,
I love he'll him. Tell he's you he's a
gonna,
great guest.
He'll tell you he's going to call. Won't call. He'll tell you he's going to show up. Won't show.
Right.
Of course, you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio, on Instagram, Sports Junkies Radio. We're trying to put up pictures. Of course, you can watch us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan. Subscribe to it. Here are a couple of tweets from Coach Dave. Merry Christmas. Been listening since the night days over 20 years ago. A lot of you. How many people here have started listening to us when we were a nighttime show? First 5 years. That's big.
Pretty good.
Noise.
Thank
pretty
you.
Solid.
Thank you.
And then this is a guy who I guess we've been doing this Odyssey playback bit.
Yep.
Top 10% of listeners, he said, had a down year but did get a 45-week streak. We appreciate that
nice.
For all
Look
those that listen to the show a lot. This from John says, maybe take a breathalyzer to some of the audience.
Hmm.
Oh, that guy's raising his hand. He thinks he's hammered. I got Carl. But, Carl, you're tall. You're big.
I'd give Matt back there sitting next to Lee Childs, give him a breathalyzer. That guy isn't going anywhere anytime soon. That guy's a silent assassin.
I did notice this.
The people at the bar probably.
Oh, yeah. I noticed this, Jason, last night. So I was posting pictures from the guys' night out and posting pictures of, like, behind the scenes when you saw Adam Silver.
Yeah.
People didn't recognize you without a hat. How many people want to see Bish Bucks without his hat right now?
why are you putting him on the spot?
On the spot.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen you without a hat. Like, that's why people thought you were Roger Goodell.
I mean, I wear my hat every day because I don't take showers in the morning. So,
you know, everybody's goofing on me for having the schmedium. It's a double XL, but looking like a schmedium.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell's chubby. So if they're saying you look like Roger Goodell, that's not good.
Yeah, I mean.
But you're not. No, you actually not you're not chubby though.
No,
you're
he's chubby compared to Adam Silver. Anybody's chubby compared to Adam Silver.
Adam Silver looked like he was 100 pounds.
He really is. He looks unhealthy.
You know what though? That probably means he's probably got a Louisville slugger. When you're skinny like that, I think so.
Just works wonders.
I think when you're skinny,
I wouldn't know. I've never been skinny.
Yeah.
How would I know that?
Yeah.
Also last night, and I told the boys this. We're watching the game. And one of the referees,
who was jacked, by the way,
his name's Curtis Blair. He was an NBA ref. He's been an NBA ref for
decades,
probably 12 years. Anyway, I played basketball with him at University of Richmond. He was in my class. He was a freshman. He's from Roanoke. And I kind of lost touch with him over the years, but then I realized he was an NBA ref. And I went up to him at the end of halftime because I wanted to take a picture with him. I told Bickle to take a picture because we were on the court. He goes, I gotta go. He goes, I gotta go. Take the pick.
Got a game to run.
I'm like, Bickle, come on, take the pick.
Yeah.
But he finally got it out there.
But, all right, so most people don't know.
Curtis Blair was a baller.
Most people don't know this, and you don't really talk about this on the show. So you played for DeMatha.
Yeah.
Your senior year, I believe you guys were number 6 in the country. You started at DeMatha. I mean, you had Gerard Mostoff. You had Ted Jeffries.
And by the way, we played Patrick Henry High School in Roanoke at the Roanoke Civic Center. Curtis Blair played on that team, and he lit us up for about 27.
And at that time, in 1988, when we all graduated from high school, every player from DeMatha got college scholarships if you played on the basketball team.
They got offers,
So you went to University of Richmond.
Yeah.
You haven't really talked that much about your time at Richmond.
Yeah.
Did you ever play in an actual game?
No, I was a medical redshirt.
Medical redshirt.
Yeah, but I practiced.
And what was your GPA?
First semester, fall semester, University of Richmond, 1988.9.
Very good. Look at that.
Dedicated
to his studies.
How did your mom react to that?
Not happy.
No, yeah.
Well, it wasn't. Dick Tarrant wasn't happy. Yeah. Dick Tarrant was the head coach.
AKA Dick Tyrant.
Lose your scholarship then?
No.
You just go on probation.
Yeah,
it's fine.
You go on like academic
kidding,
probation.
Lose it.
And you got to meet with the advisor once a week. And I just was not prepared mentally for college. I really wasn't. I wasn't prepared. I wasn't prepared physically, and I wasn't prepared mentally because it's a long story. But I had a high school girlfriend. And
Jackie.
And
EB loves it.
Jackie.
And I thought
she was about 5'2".
I thought I was going to marry this girl.
She broke your heart or something?
No, she didn't. No, we just kind of, it just fizzled because of the distance.
Yeah, right.
But when I first went to school, I missed her so much.
Yeah.
I couldn't focus. So
you're heartbroken.
I would come home on the weekends.
That ruins your experience.
Some of the weekends. Once we got into like practice, I was obviously staying. But
right.
In September and October of my freshman year, I was going home on the weekend instead of hanging out with, you know, going to frat parties.
Yeah.
Well, how about the classes, though?
Well, the classes, I wasn't prepared. I didn't do my work.
He had his mind elsewhere, JP.
A point
which
nine
also, didn't you also
is
have
spectacularly
a,
bad.
No,
although,
bad.
Cakes, you had a lost semester at Towson.
Yeah, that's true. Like 3 weeks in, I was sitting in the dining hall, and I looked at my roommate, and I said, I've skipped like 30 classes already. I'm just punting the entire semester.
I had a Monday.
And then I just didn't go to class for an entire semester.
I had a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:50.
I think my GPA was legitimately like a 0.5.
So my lower dad, than the 0.9.
My dad was not happy.
Well, didn't he threaten to...
He threatened going into the military. This is during like the skirmish with Iraq back in the day. Like the first Iraq war.
I remember.
Way back in the day. Yeah,
right, we were watching the war on TV.
Correct.
Yeah, it was wild.
But I had a 7:50 English class Monday, Wednesday, Friday. You think I was getting up for it? I mean, it's not like my mom was getting me out of bed.
To go read Shakespeare? Thank you.
This is my roommate, Jim Shields.
Yeah.
Who was a 7-footer from Pennsylvania. And he would actually get up, but he wouldn't wake me up. So I would just sleep in until 10. So, you know, I failed that class. But you know what? I learned a lot. And I made sure my daughters, when they went to school,
they didn't make the same mistakes you made.
Did you at least boost up the GPA your second semester?
Yeah, yeah.
Because you went to JUCO as a sophomore.
Yeah, spring semester, I believe I had 2.5, 2.7.
Nice. That's a big rally. Come on, give it up for Jason's GPA rally.
Come on, 2.7? You won't take 2.7 the second semester?
After a 0?
After a 0.9?
Just to go through it, so then you go to JUCO and you played college basketball for junior college in San Diego, Grossmont, right?
Yeah, Grossmont. And then I...
And that's where you went to, like, Mexico all the time to hang out.
Tijuana.
Tijuana. That was the weekend spot, right?
Has anybody been to Tijuana?
Yeah.
A couple dogs.
Look at John. John's been to Tijuana.
Yeah. Hey, do you think John's been the same places you went to? Will you tell people the kind of places you would go to?
What do you mean, kind of places? Just...
I heard you had some good experiences there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We can't talk about that.
Like with the
can you say we can't sex shows?
We can't get into that.
Yeah.
Come on, man. My daughter's listening.
Did I say that on air?
Didn't you also have
it was a very interesting place. Yeah.
Didn't you also have a roommate, though, that stole your own stuff, like stole your books or something?
Oh,
or...
that was at Richmond.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Should I say his name?
No, don't say his name.
I kind of want to say it.
No, don't say it.
All right, I won't say his name.
They don't know him.
I won't say.
I know. It doesn't matter if they know him. Just
I won't say his name, but he ended up transferring out to UMass. He went to he was at Richmond for a year.
Yeah.
And then he transferred to UMass.
And did you notice
sophomore year? But
stuff was just like missing, or what was going on?
Yeah, I mean, I'd walk down my Robbins Hall was the dorm we stayed in, and I'd walk down my and everyone kept their doors open, and I'd walk down the hall to go to my room, and the doors open. And the guy's in there looking through my bags. he's like taking stuff, but he was the nicest guy, friendly dude. And he, hey, what's up, Jay? But he was taking stuff and just taking it down to his dorm. I wasn't the only person he was stealing from. He was stealing from everybody on the team.
Was he stealing like cash or?
He was looking for cash.
Whatever he could get his hands on.
Yeah. He would steal, you know, clothes. He would steal everything. I kind of want to say his name.
Anything it wasn't nailed down.
The guy had a vertical of about 45 inches. But what was I going to say? So when my daughters got to school, I just made sure, look, stay focused. They both wanted to be in sororities. So I said, just stay focused.
Mm-hmm. Don't be like dad.
Don't be like dad, because I made a bunch of mistakes.
Right.
And it worked out.
All right, because you're being so forthcoming.
My 401k looks pretty good.
When we come back,
look at him.
You can find Drab. He's going to have a mic. We're going to do... Ask Bish Bucks anything.
It's just Bish.
Out there from the Austin.
Oh, I like that. It's just Bish.
No, we were going to do that the last segment.
No. We're going to start it now. We'll see if it bleeds over into the final segment. So when we come back, we'll do Ask Bish Bucks.
Keep drinking
anything.
But hold on.
Have a few drinks.
Why can't it be Ask the
It can be all of us, but you can be the leader.
Because you have a much darker history than we do.
Right. I mean, you do have a .015. You're going to be flapping those gums left and right.
Yeah.
All right, so when we come back, we'll do Ask Bish Bucks anything at the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge. It's the Junkies.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out. You guys are sweet. Thank
Still
you.
Got time to come out and join us at MGM National Harbor, my home away from home. We'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stink Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stink Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer, walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe she'd been drinking too much eggnog. But we begged her not to go. She forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow.
Thank you, Richmond John,
Richmond
everybody.
Richmond John with the live entertainment here at the MGM Sportsbook and Lounge at MGM National Harbor.
So nice.
Junkies Holiday Show.
So hey, nice. I got a text from John DePompa, by the way. We had the discussion about the P1 chat.
Yes.
And the group, which included Drab, John DePompa, Richmond John, and Blake Jiffin.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Blake a Giffen. Quote from John DePompa.
Yes.
For the record, Drab is a bit of a liar.
Oh, that's a big word. Ooh,
bomb.
Liar. Liar's a big word.
Oh, and Cakes, what does it say? The next sentence.
Hold on. It says, love him, but he makes up / exaggerates.
No. Oh, this one.
And so is Richmond John.
Yes. John DePompa dropping bombs.
He's just strafing people.
John, you're lying too.
Who knows? I don't know. I'm not in the P1 chat group.
This controversy.
Kicks is a donkey.
Oh, because I have my envelope covering up my camera?
Yeah, that was funny.
It's fine. That is the Cakes move.
It is kind of my move.
Of course, you can watch us on the YouTube page, 106.7 The Fan YouTube page.
That's funny.
Hanging out.
So nice to meet everybody. People coming up saying hello. Saw some old friends.
Signed a couple of books.
Yeah. JP
still selling.
Books.
You know what? Look at this. Got my Amazon order. 18 people in December. That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
3 years later, I'll take it.
But one of our old friends from the neighborhood said, EB, what are you doing? All you have to do is you just scratch off the bottom, and then you just do the scanner. You don't have to do all the
scratch off the bottom.
Because actually my hand was hurting from all, it's like butt laborious.
Oh, boo-hoo, your hand hurts from scratching off free lottery tickets.
You don't want to
do
that.
What are you going
to
win, $2? You probably win $2.
I actually want them to have it.
Here's the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. These two guys had lost semesters, if not years, in college.
Yeah.
I had one lost semester.
Yeah.
We're not donks who waste our money on scratch-off tickets.
Hey, hold on.
Cakes crafts.
Let me pump the brakes. I don't buy scratch-off tickets aside from, like, during Christmas, I'll put some in my, like, kids' stockings.
Now, wait a second. Don't you have side deals with Mikey Stocks? Drab. Who knows how many people you have side deals
with? No, that's not for scratch-off.
Those are for Mega Millions and Powerball tickets, Ricky, and only when the jackpot gets high. And, yes, I do have a lifetime side deal with both Mikey Bots and Drab T-shirt in case we hit. We
just in fairness,
profits.
Jason's sort of lost semester, you know, just trying to figure out the
Forgot
world.
Life. Yeah.
Your lost semester, you just were like on a boat smoking weed the whole time, right? Wasn't that what you were doing?
No, I wasn't on a boat smoking weed.
I thought you guys would go like fishing or something.
No, I was smoking weed mostly in
my dorm room or other apartments around campus.
Hold up, can you describe the bathroom in your dorm and the stack of magazines you guys had in Towson?
All right, for those that don't know, if I was overserved at the bars in Towson, yeah. I would then go to, well, this person that I know would go to Royal Farms.
But you're skipping the stack. I asked you about the stack.
No, he's going to tell you how you got there.
Can you work with me? Can you let me weave a tale up here?
Point 1-1.
Okay. So I would get overserved at the bars in Towson, and then we would go to Royal Farms. And then one of my roommates, or a roommate of a person that I know, would go and run distraction up to the cashier. Because there's only one cashier working at a Royal Farms.
The oldest trick in the book.
1:45 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So while my...
So your boy EP?
While somebody that I'm...
EP or CL?
Somebody this person might have known would run interference, another person might be stuffing Stouffer's French Red Pizzas, Hustler Magazines, Fritos, anything that could fit down his pants,
right,
and then walk out the front of the store. And then after a bunch of these trips, you would have, I don't know, a stack of magazines in your bathroom about yay high next to the toilet.
All stolen.
All might have been stolen, yeah. They were acquired through nefarious purposes.
Cakes is also, JP often says that people think that Cakes is the nicest junkie, and his wife thinks he walks on water.
It's true. This is
I mean,
all
literally,
true.
They have had zero arguments in 30 years.
All these things are true.
It is true. He also is notorious. He is a notorious thief who stole from all of his jobs.
It's all legend. You can't prove anything.
And he actually had the balls in college to steal from the porno store. Like, the guy
that
went...
That was in Houston, right?
Can you explain that how that happened? Yeah.
This is embarrassing, but I don't know. I mean,
you know, I found this...
I'm drinking this bourbon drink. I don't even know what it is. It doesn't matter.
A couple years ago, I actually found a postcard that Cake sent me when he was doing a summer in Houston.
Well, were we lovers and I didn't even know about it? Why am I sending you a postcard? That's weird.
It's a different era.
So, anyway, I was working a job in Houston where I was selling cotton candy. Where I may have been skimming some of the money off the top. That may have happened there, too.
So you're 20 years old.
Yeah, I'm 20. I'm living in Houston. So I'm lonely. I'm lonely, as Oscar Santana would say, living in Houston by myself. There is a mom-and-pop video store right around the corner from the condo where I'm living. So I go into said store, and it's being run by one person. And while this one person is paying attention to another, like a real customer, a paying customer, while this person was distracted, and she was kind of old, I may have seen her down there dealing with the customer, and I may have reached these little tiny arms and
over the counter.
Stolen a videotape.
And it wasn't like Beverly Hills Cop.
It was not. It was
more like Beverly Hills C.
Yeah, I got it.
Like C-O, you fill in the blank.
Right.
Okay? And I may have brought that tape back to my condo and waited for everybody else to go do their shifts and pop it in the VHS.
Right.
That may have happened. I'm not proud of it, but
It may have happened.
Yeah, it's not great.
All right, so
I hope my kids aren't listening.
Drabby's in the sports book, hanging out. And he's got a microphone. If you want to chime in,
ask the junkies
just
anything.
Raise
ask,
your hand.
No,
it's
ask
supposed
Lurch.
To be asked ask Lurch anything. Here's the thing: this is Cakes's brain. I think he's very smart, but sometimes he reverses things, right? So
I have a dyslexic
right
brain.
Right before we went to break, Cakes says, "Jason's ready to say anything." He blew a .01.
No, JP. Again,
what?
It's
you reversed
called,
it.
It's called hyperbole, exaggeration.
He's not
I know he's not going to talk a lot because he's got a .01. I know he's not going to say anything.
All right, Drabby, what do we got here?
All right, we're going to start with Dennis, major P1.
All right. Dennis, what is Dennis's shtick on
He does
Twitter?
The puppet show.
He does the puppet
Bobble
show.
Right. The puppet show.
And he's just a longtime listener to the show, and I think he applied to be in the P1 chat group with
got
Drab,
declined?
I've seen.
Did you get declined?
Declined. I'm still waiting for my job interview.
But I like Dennis. Dennis lives close to me. I invited him over for New Year's Eve. He's a good
That's
dude.
Right. We're going to rock out. All right. Got a question for Lurch.
All right.
Earlier in life, you called your junk a pongy.
Pongy.
What is it called now?
Dead ski.
A dead pongy.
A dead pongy.
No, hold on. Wasn't that the name that you would tell your kids, like when they were little?
Yeah, my oldest daughter called it a pongy.
At what age did you stop?
Dad, I can see your pongy.
At what age?
I don't even know what I can say.
At what age did you let them? Did you stop them from seeing your pongy?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if I came out of the shower and they were in the bed or running around the room, sometimes they would see.
Right.
I don't know. It was probably four.
Okay.
Four or five.
All right, good
that's
question.
That's kind of a weird question.
Yeah, that's a, just you know what? Context. That's a solid start, though. Right. That's a good starting point.
All right.
That's a weird one.
All right, Travis, who do we have?
All right, hey, guys, this is Jeff from La Plata.
What's up, Jeff?
You may know my neighbor a little better, Mike from La Plata. Calls all the time.
Okay, good.
So
right.
Mike's my neighbor in Fisher's Grant. I said, you guys say you're Mike from Fisher's Grant, but he always says Mike from La Plata.
Now, hold on. Now, the only thing I know about La Plata is they had that one tornado, right?
Massive tornado. Yeah. Tornado capital of Southern America.
Close to Waldorf. Do you guys have, no, honestly, but did you just have like one massive one, or do you guys have them routinely?
One massive one.
That was one it. Massive yep. one, right? That was yep. terrible. All right.
Yeah, yep, no doubt. Hey, so I see we got CK here. We got the boss here, the cluster buster.
They both.
As J.P. Finley says. But yeah. Hey, so what did you guys get for your Christmas bonus?
It's a great question.
What did we get?
Do you see
about?
The lint on this chair?
Oh, from CK? Oh,
I don't yeah, think yeah. we've received a Christmas bonus ever.
No, I think we occasionally
bonus?
We got ratings bonuses. Like we
ratings bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We never got a Christmas bonus.
We got some Johnny
bonus.
Walker Blue 1 year. That was nice. That was like, engraved.
Oh, by the way. Some chariots for hire.
Oh, but from our company?
Yeah, from
Christmas
our company?
Bonus?
No. It's... We've never received a Christmas bonus. No.
Not a Christmas.
I don't expect one.
Oh, like, by the way, so our agent... He lived. I don't even know where he lives. New York.
Oh my yeah. God! He bombed the gift this year.
So we pay our agent a lot of money every month.
A lot of money.
I wish I could tell you guys. I will. You know what? Off the record, I'll tell you when I'm walking out.
Ask Bish anything.
But so he sends us. Actually, it's our original agent's wife.
Brother.
So well, our original no,
he's,
agent.
He's our agent, but. The our original agent Bob Eatman's wife he yes. passed away, but she lives in L.A.
Yeah,
she's the one who always asks us, you know, sizes.
Oh, is that Bob's wife that's doing that?
Yes. Yeah,
I have no idea. Yeah,
Lisa. Yeah. Anyway, they sent us a Christmas gift.
Yeah,
it was a backpack.
it was a weird like no, overnight bag.
And we paid her mortgage. We pay his mortgage.
It's a it's a laptop bag and a toiletry.
They sent us a backpack
and
like
a toiletry bag.
No, it's supposed to be an overnight bag.
All right,
and
but,
allegedly because my daughter saw it. She says it's like a trendy gift.
Whatever.
But it is. Honestly, it's a whiff.
They left
it's a whiff.
They left the price tag on it.
Yeah. They did.
What was it? What was it?
Online.
What was it?
It's $134.
That's what I'm saying. It's a whiff.
It's a backpack. I don't want it.
Yeah. Hold up. I'm going to do the math.
You're regifting that lock.
Hold up. I'm going to do the math.
Can I sell it to somebody?
No. I'm not exactly sure. But this is about what we pay them every month, right?
Each of us.
So let's divide that by 130.
Yeah. Each of us.
You need 21 of those backpacks to equal a month.
Yeah, I mean
they make so much money off us. It's crazy.
She literally should send us round trip airfare to freaking Costa Rica.
Or yeah. Bitcoin.
Yeah, maybe Bitcoin.
Something.
All right, Drabby, who do we have?
Hey, guys. It's Bill from Reva.
What's up, Bill? Bill came out to Center Pocket last week.
Ah, very
said
good.
Hello. Got
all right, Reva's near, like, Edgewater,
Annapolis, yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right okay. by Max Crab House.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Max Crab House.
That's a good spot.
So my question is to all of you guys, are any of your kids friends with each other?
They don't really, I mean.
I think no is the easy answer. Like, they don't just run in the same circle. So
yeah,
because
we just
no.
live away. Like, I think JP's kids and my kids, when they were little, you know, but yeah, we all have their own, they all have their own sort of like circle of friends. Yeah.
And they've also moved, like, as we get older. I mean, Cakes' son lives in North Carolina. My daughter lives in Los Angeles. EB's got two kids that are basically living in New York.
Yeah.
So it becomes harder. But, yeah, when they were young, we used to hang out and have get-togethers and do stuff. But then they go to different schools, different ages, that sort of thing.
Yeah. But all right. Question. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Is he double-dipping? Is this second question? No,
this is my first question.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Yeah.
All right. So Peter from Burke is not here. So it's Mike from Burke is here.
All right.
My question is, since everyone here wants to know, how much longer are you guys going to go? That's what we need to know.
Really?
You might get different answers from everybody. You might get different answers from everybody. You know what? I'll lead off and say this. I have a second grader.
Yeah, JP said for the long haul.
I have a second grader. I'm divorced.
Yeah. He needs to make as much money as anybody.
Cakes is grinding.
Cakes is the richest one. He's got... 5 Bitcoin.
Not
he's
5.
4.5, whatever.
4.3.
All right. Cakes is the richest. He doesn't need to do this dumb job. I actually like doing it, so I want to. And as long as they're dumb enough to keep paying us, like way more than what I would make in the real
you
world.
Have, you know, you have to ask CK right there, our program director. He's, I mean, that's the one to ask.
As long as they want to keep paying us, I'm willing to do it at this point.
When's our contract?
He's saying if you've got 10, I'm down with 10 more years.
10 years.
Boom.
10 more
years. 64. Give my daughter to college. Boom.
When's our contract up? End of 26?
Two more years.
Fully, 25, 26?
I don't know.
Talk to me at the end of 26.
Jason will be in North Carolina or South Carolina. He'll be Zooming
He says these are vacations, but he's looking at homes every time.
You know, I got a plan.
Yeah. My plan is that if they want to just keep giving us money, I'll show up and work 4 hours a day. It's not that tough. It's not that tough.
But I think it depends. Like, look, I know EB wants to do this probably forever, right? You like it.
I'll do something.
I'm a grinder by nature. My grandfather worked until he was in his 80s as a doctor.
I'm not working until I'm 80. I'll just be honest. I'll just be dead honest. I'm not working until I freaking fall into my grave. It's just not going to happen.
All right,
I can tell you this. No effing chance I'm getting up at 4 a.m. for 10 more years.
Well, that we know.
I can promise you that.
All right, what do you have? We got Big John. Big John's awake.
Hi.
Clear that throat.
First off, EB, my molar lost a battle to a tater tot. It's about to come out. And I want to know how much will Mrs. Flame pay me for it?
That's pretty funny.
If he puts his molar under his pillow, how much will, how much will your wife give him? $20.
Dude, it's not a great joke if you have to, like, bad have shit. Interpretation.
Yeah. Now, my real question, JP.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Why not still hurting or still silly? Where did barking come from? Because I've never heard barking on the show. Seriously.
For the name of the book?
You want, like, an honest answer?
Yeah.
I went for a run one day. This is, like, 4 years ago, and I thought, maybe I'll write a book about our show when the 25th anniversary comes up. And it's just the first thing that popped into my head. And I'm a big believer in Blink, which is a Malcolm Gladwell book. And so even though some people were, like, barking, that's kind of confusing, that's a dog, it's just the thing that popped into my head, and I stuck with it.
All right, good.
There's
good
your answer. That's honest answer.
Good answer.
I'm disappointed in the lack of Lurch questions.
Oh.
Did you ever tell the answer about the kids?
The autistic kids.
I can't even remember.
I don't think it's ever been.
I didn't realize, by the way, this is the first time. Have you guys checked in on the YouTube page?
I have not. No.
You can listen or watch us on YouTube.
Yeah.
106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Mike Marr puts out the videos on the YouTube page, so do subscribe to it. It's been growing during the Mike Marr tenure, by the way. Mike Marr, shout out. He's fired up today.
What a rally by Mike Marr.
Mike Marr said he couldn't remember losing all his money last night. That's how hammer time he was.
Here's a question from John Thompson YouTube.
Coach.
Do the Junk still give Draven Valdez money for Christmas?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
That's a great question.
We actually had a discussion last night about it. Like, we rarely have group discussions, but I drove the boys home last night so they didn't have to take an Uber because I drove to Capital One. And then Jason just threw it out there. He's like, how much you paying the guys?
Yeah, I want to know.
It's a bad tradition we started, and now we dug a hole. Yeah. Now I got to give them money.
It's my favorite tradition.
You can't get away from it.
No, it's all good. Those guys work hard. Everybody, round of applause for Draven and Valdez. Those guys work really hard.
Yeah.
They do.
Give them love.
Even though Valdez is so grumpy in the morning. I mean, it's just such a grumpy, grumpy person.
How's he feeling right now?
I think he's okay.
He's all right. For a guy that hadn't been to bed, he's doing pretty good. You're doing pretty good, Valdez.
He's happy that there's 20 minutes left in the show. I know that.
I know that for
a fact.
Did you sleep at all last night?
No, that's a negative. You get to that point, right, around 1 a.m. where you make a call, and he made the call.
Yeah.
Power through.
I've been there.
Power through. Although you hit the, what was it, the Baccarat tables? Yeah, he hit the bar.
He had a nice score.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, good for him.
He could reimburse you for your losses.
Remember when we used to do the show up in AC?
We didn't go to sleep those days.
We didn't go to sleep.
That's why I peed myself.
Yes.
Hey, Jason, do you want to read this question? All right, this is from Chris Keating.
You can read it.
Has anyone asked Bish when was the last time he
smashed?
Oh.
Pwned tea.
Yeah.
Nobody's asked it.
Not going to talk about that.
My theory on that is it's all shtick.
I think so, too.
It's a shtick, and, of course, he's He's a somewhat regular.
My sex drive has dipped dramatically.
Well, here's one from Lead.
It's dipped.
Yeah. Here's from Lead Tear or Lead Tear.
All right.
I don't believe this to be true, but he writes, Cakes is the biggest Skins fan on the show.
That's what I told him for a while.
No, it's not true.
That's not true.
It's not true. No,
Cakes doesn't care about the Skins.
He doesn't care
at all.
It doesn't hurt him
you
when
you want to baptize him, it's a waste of time.
It doesn't hurt him when he loses. He only cares about individual performances.
He cares about Jaden.
There might be something to everything you're saying.
Yeah. Like,
he cares about Jaden.
He cares about Jaden because he's on his freaking
fantasy. So if Jaden played well every week but they lost games,
he wouldn't care. He'd be happy.
Right. But if the Commanders won and Jaden played poorly, it would bother him.
Yeah. Well, probably I actually want him to play well every week, too, to be honest with you. And that's
I know you do.
That's not realistic. I mean, you're going to have ups and downs. But I want him to play well every week because I just want to solidify that spot for the next decade. Don't want to think about
it. He's the guy. I mean, I think he's the guy. You don't have to worry about that.
I know, but there's an annoying producer that won't admit that yet.
You're still trying to turn him.
I just, why wouldn't you admit it? It's pretty obvious.
He's dug in.
He doesn't want to give in to you.
I guess if my quarterback swooned the way his has, I would feel that way, too.
By the way, so this weekend's a huge sports weekend. You got Notre Dame, Indiana. You got triple header in college football playoff tomorrow. You got two NFL games tomorrow, including the Ravens Steelers. And Valdez, biggest Ravens fan I know. That's for the division for the Steelers. If the Steelers win, they clinch the division. He's gonna sit on his couch all weekend long.
As he should. Yeah. Should do that. All right, we have to take a break, and we'll come back. We will wrap up the Junkies Holiday Show. We're coming to you live from the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge. It is the Junks Holiday Show. We'll give our final breathalyzer readings as well.
Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
Thank you guys all for coming in person. We'll be right back on 106.7 The Fan.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, let's hear it again for Richmond John, providing the live entertainment today at the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge for the Junks Holiday Show. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for everybody coming out and hanging out.
Thank you, guys.
We blowing off work.
Blown away by this turnout, so thank you guys again for doing that. We're going to be joined by Lieutenant Pollard from the Fairfax County Police. He's been administering the breathalyzers throughout the show.
Oh, I think Cakes might have caught me.
I have the final numbers. We'll go through those right here.
They don't look super impressive.
All right, here are your final numbers Junkies Holiday
It is kind of silly because we have to keep it together because we got to drive home in a few hours.
I think you pointed that out earlier in the show that we used to have Lyft that would take care of us. And you definitely don't want to drink and drive. You need to have a game plan
for success.
We have
to dial it back a little bit. Right. We can't go crazy.
That's what I've been doing since 8 o'clock.
Here are your final numbers.
If we do this next year, I want the room for tonight.
Yeah, you need it for tonight.
I'll drive here in the morning.
Yeah.
And I just want the room for tonight.
Hey, quick shout out. A lot of our loyal listeners and friends of the show, I didn't log on to the comment section of YouTube until late in the show. But Justin Anzalotti, shout out. D. Wood, shout out. A lot of our longtime listeners of the show. So we really appreciate you guys. And we appreciate everybody here at the Sportsbook at MGM National Harbor. 28 years doing the Junkies. It's all because of you guys. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, so here are your final numbers, and we'll talk to Lieutenant Pollard in just a bit. Coming in fourth place, Jason Bishop. His final number, 0.010.
The guy drank nothing.
For the day.
I'm pacing myself.
Yes, you are pacing yourself. All right, coming in third with a 0.044, John Riggins. That is Eric Pickle.
Thank you. All right. Just chill. Nice and chill.
Coming in second place, 0.054.
Johnny Cakes.
Your guy Flakes right here.
What was it, Cakes?
0.054. All right. So I could still technically, legally drive home. Wouldn't advise that, but I could. And your winner of the Junkies Holiday Competition at a 0.083, John Paul Flame.
There you go. Way to go, JP.
He would be arrested with the quickness, Lieutenant Pollard.
Absolutely.
Thank you for doing the breathalyzer.
Now, I was told you've been listening to the show for a long time. Is that right?
I have. I've been listening since early 2000s.
I feel like we have a lot of cops that listen.
We do. Yeah, so our shifts are so
abnormal. You get the midnight officers that are getting off at 6 a.m. You've got the guys that are coming on at 5:30 a.m.
I mean, what are you doing? You're just sitting in your car somewhere, or like
patrolling the streets?
Patrolling the streets,
absolutely.
Right. What are you guys looking for? Like when you're driving around, like are your eyes always peeled?
Always scanning, always looking
really?
For something. And this time of year, especially with Safe December, we want everyone to be safe during the holidays. So we're looking for any kind of distracted driving, speeding, driving while intoxicated. We just want everyone to be safe for the
All right,
the
let
holidays.
Me ask you this. What is the magic number for speeding? Say, like, say it's a 55-mile-an-hour zone. I always feel like, you know what?
You can go
this is the information people need. I feel like I can do 67, maybe 68, and you're not going to raise an eyebrow. If I get above 70, then I think it's going to be a problem.
If you're above 70, you're getting pulled most likely.
Okay. But that's
every officer's different. We all have different
but
discretion.
But do you guys do county officers do speeding violations? I thought it was more of like a state thing.
State usually covers the interstates, and we cover the local roads. But we can enforce speed limit on the interstate or the local roads.
Uh huh. What about this idea that you guys have like quotas? Like you have a certain? Is that a real thing?
Absolutely not. No. State and federal law actually do not allow us to have quotas.
Right.
So, but there is a direct correlation to how much enforcement we do versus our serious injury crashes and fatal crashes. So the more enforcement we do, the less serious injury and fatal crashes we see, which is why we're out there with all these initiatives trying to keep the roadway safe for everyone.
Right. And we had, as Chief Davis said, the drinking and driving, that's gone way down, right?
Since it has.
Uber and everything.
Of
so
course.
That's been great.
Yep. No, keep it up. Please take an Uber, take a cab, call a friend. Please don't get behind the wheel drunk. It's not worth it this day and age, especially with all the technology.
Right. How many, have you been to a bunch of like awful accidents?
Terrible. Absolutely.
Yeah. Really?
Things no human should see.
Right. And then does that haunt you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of it, right?
It visits me in my
They
dreams.
Always say with like the kids, that's like
the Those worst. Those are the worst. Yeah. Absolute worst.
Yeah. Oh. You got any good murders or anything that you're working on?
No, I'm part of the motor squad. So
you're in the motor squad.
I'm in the traffic division, part of the motor squad, so I'm out on the motorcycle year round.
Oh, you're on the
motorcycle.
You're a manly man
so
on
you,
the motorcycle.
Can you listen got to it. The radio on the motorcycle? Can you hear? Not really.
So I'm paying attention more to the police radio on the motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
Instead
so
of,
it's
instead
when you're parked that you could like chill and listen or something. Okay, I got you.
All right.
I got you. What about when you see those guys on bikes that fly by you or whatever? Are you allowed to go chase them?
We're allowed to chase for some things, but not everything. But the thing I always tell everybody is if you run from me on a motorcycle or a police cruiser, you may be able to outrun me, but you can't outrun the helicopter.
Ooh,
they're pretty quick.
You pull in the helicopter. That's serious business.
And then if someone outruns you, you're probably getting their tags at some point anyway, and then are they going to get a, like a...
Yeah, it's going to be on the body camera or the in-car video, and we're going to
follow up. So you're eventually going to... Yeah, like a week later, you're going to come to the house, and boom, you're going to get busted.
Yep.
Yeah. Is there any way you could peel off?
Why are you trying to pull the okie-doke?
And then,
in
the dark.
I love the question.
And then just pull over real quick, turn your lights off, and you zoom past me.
Terrible idea.
With technology nowadays, it's going to be very difficult to get away.
That's rare.
Lieutenant Pollard is going to bust you. Yeah. He's going to bust you if you try that.
I just wonder if I could pull the okey-doke, like hide in a neighborhood or something.
I've seen a lot of things in my 21 years of policing, but I will tell you, I was the most impressed today.
Right.
All the training with how to detect driving while intoxicated. They teach us that you can drink alcohol slow enough to... for your body to metabolize it and still blow a 0.0.
Yeah.
I've never seen it until this morning.
Oh, Jason.
So hats off to Bish.
Yeah. Very impressive.
Very impressive.
He's defying
all these
nature
years.
And science. Jason Bishop, clap it up for him. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Impressive.
It's a hidden skill I've got.
Do you see Awad Maury over there?
I saw Maury.
Everybody go say hi to Adam's dad.
Maury
He's
made
here.
The trip. We appreciate that.
Adam's dad.
All right, I think we got about 20 seconds left in the show. Once again.
Thank
really,
you
28 years. We owe it to you guys. We want to keep it going. Who knows? We weren't able to answer the question of how long we'll keep going, but it's all up to you guys. Thank you for supporting the show. Merry Christmas.
Have a safe
Happy
holiday.
New Year.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Supporting us.
For EB Cakes, Fishbox, I'm JP. Annual holiday show in the books, the sports book. MGM National Harbor. Keep it here on The Fan.
Thank you, guys.